And welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired, where we're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill. More guests. Well, I'm really messing this one up. Had to change things up. Okay, we have Anna.
Hi, I'm here.
And we have Joe.
Hello.
Yay, that just worked.
Yeah, that does work pretty good.
Okay. So, we'll, after our short startup, we will talk about how Apple Watch is trying to save your life.
That's right.
To quit watching football. because for anyone who watched sports ball, football, and watched the Vikings-Saints game, you watched it, you said.
Yeah, I watched especially the ending. That's what I'm sure it's in reference to.
It was really close. Did you watch it?
No, I don't really watch football. Maybe once or twice a year.
I know, I'm totally watching the big game.
Well, there was so much. Oh, yeah. Well, there was tons of back and forth, and I guess what it was. See, we went back and forth. I'm just going to say, if this is wrong, no nerds will even know I'm wrong anyway, so it's okay. But basically, I think the Vikings were winning, and then they were in like the final few minutes of the game, and then the Saints managed to like get down the field and kick like a field goal or something, so they actually were winning. It was like a last minute upset. And then in a last minute upset, there was like 10 seconds and they had one play, and then they threw a ball, and then the guy managed to get a touchdown right at the end of the game.
Wow.
And so that's what I'm sure was getting everybody freaking out, because probably more the Vikings fans too, because they're one of the teams that haven't gone that far.
Sportball.
Yeah, that's why it's tragic they got beaten by the Eagles.
Yeah.
They did their miracle plays just to get stomped the next week. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure it was that game, because the other one would just be sadness. I don't know if it can measure that. If everyone's heartbeats just go lower as the depression sinks in.
Yeah. No, I watched the big game.
Yeah.
Got copyrighted, and they like to sue people, apparently. But they, it's worse than playing music.
Yeah.
Because some of those, like, I'll watch the game during commercials, in between my commercial breaks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll admit that a good game makes it a little more entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't know about what the alert was. Apple Watch detected a heart rate that rose above 120 beats per minute while you appear to be in
just a sedentary,
inactive during a 10-minute period.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
To get your heart rate that up. I just don't.
This is becoming a common thing, though. You go to sports ball games and you're starting to really get into it, your fans, and you're just like, yeah, this is fun and all this.
Did you see the viral video? The guy like throwing his bowl of chips at the ceiling
over
a Steelers game. Yeah, I was like, that guy's heart rate was probably elevated.
Yep.
So there's a way to track all this. Like, is there watching?
Yeah. Well, I don't think Apple actually got the information unless you upload it to them and give them rights and all that. And I'm sure there is some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing was people were posting about this. So once people started posting about it, it went viral. But the nice thing is that if you have your information, you can track it, and it also is good for your health and everything. I've heard about one guy, he actually found out he was having heart palpitations because his watch kept on going, hey, your heart rate spiked. And he went to a doctor and was like, that's just a fluke. It's nothing. He's like, no, look at this. And he like had everything. He's like, it did here and here and here. I'm like, no, this is not a fluke. And they're like, okay, we'll send you to the hospital. And yeah, I found out he needed a surgery. And if he would have waited like an additional week, he probably would have died.
Oh yeah, I had like a full-blown heart attack or something. Yeah.
But on the ambulance ride over, because of all this information he's collected, like they were asking him all the information, and he's just like, yep, here. Oh, let me pull this up. Yep, here's him. And they're like, you have answered more questions than anybody else ever.
Yeah, that is pretty cool though.
Yeah, if it's tracking the information just over time, and just kind of gathering that. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, what's nice is Apple's will tell you your heart rate spiked, and this is unexpected. You know, like, I have a Fitbit. It goes, your heart rate spiked, and I really am not going to tell you anything. I don't care. If you care, you can go look at it, but it might be a little late. But
so yeah. It's better to have the Apple Watch than the Fitbit.
I'm not going
to
say
when
that.
When it comes down to it.
You'd save your life. Luckily, you don't care about football, Bill. I'm looking at the timestamp of the tweet they had, and it's definitely that game because it was 7:40 on January 14th, so it's the Vikings-Saints one.
Yeah.
Like I said, all the Vikings fan would feel on the next game is just sadness.
Aww.
As I get demolished.
Well, actually, there is something that the Apple Watch is better than my Fitbit. And I actually didn't put it in the show notes, so a little extra, is there is a new cryptocurrency to the Android marketplace. Apparently it's been around for Apple for a while. And it works for, the only wrist device that works with is the Apple Watch because it's better at taking steps over like my over Fitbits. And it's called Sweatcoin.
Sweatcoin.
You get crypto coins for your steps. Because I'm an Android user and they don't have a really good watch to track your steps, and you know Fitbit's really easy to fake your steps. Apple, they have all these extra conditions and everything, so you can use the Apple Watch for it.
Okay.
But for about every 1,000 verified steps you get one sweat coin. Now, it's basically... Oh, then they take 5% off the top. So if they're mining... I'm still a little confused about this, how they're... If it's cryptocurrency or not, it seems more like a point system, like achievement or, you know, Higgy or Hit. I think it's Higgy. Yeah, there's a couple of them out there.
Yeah, there's the Higgy one.
Yeah. So you get these... You get points or even a reward system like your local Fred Meyers or something like that. They just like put the cryptocurrency name on it because it's popular. And then you can, for like 20,000 sweat points basically, you can get like $1,000 off your PayPal account.
I know. I realize Higgy's more brutally honest to me than my own doctor.
Because
I got a physical and my doctor was like, yeah, you're fine. And I did the Higgy while I was waiting for my eye doctor and it says, you're kind of fat. Just kind of. And the doctor didn't put kind of fat.
Nope,
he's like, meh.
You're good.
That sounds kind of like the Black Mirror episode, that 15 million merits, though. That type of...
Slightly kind of is. The only thing is, when I say verified steps, because of... like maybe with the Apple Watch is better. With my phone, based off of GPS, how my steps go, and all this other stuff. So on a good day... it's about 20,000 actual steps converted into one coin. This is how it takes about... I lose about half my steps. If you walk inside, you don't have a GPS signal very good, all that other stuff.
Okay.
So it kind of sucks. I'm sure the Apple Watch would be better with all that. But that means for those coins, those 20,000 coins, that's 2... I think it's 2 million steps. I need to take 4 million steps and I'll get $1,000. And you can trade this stuff too. Like, I can send coins out or I can buy coins. Like, there's an entire little group out there that they buy from each other.
Well, you'd probably be surprised if you're doing your 10,000 a day. It'd still take forever, but you could get there.
Yeah.
4 million steps.
Well, also, you top off unless you sign up for that higher link.
Thanks. Oh, yeah.
So you also end up start taking more money, more coins from you, not even money. So you're just dealing with the coins. but if you get the steps, so like the free one is 5,000 a day, which where I could hit my 10,000 steps and still not hit that many, or hit my verified steps that high. So I'm like, whatever. Until I start getting more, I'm not gonna go back up because I went up like, oh hey, maybe I get 20,000, and no, so hard. Maybe when summer comes. And I spend more time outside, or they start bringing in other devices. But, like, for Android users, I feel like it's okay. It's fun. It's something to check out and try. But, you know, there's a link in the show notes. So it's definitely, you know, fun to try, see what you can do with it. Maybe if you're a runner, sure.
Especially if
you're a runner that keeps your phone with you, yes. If you're an Apple user with an Apple Watch, sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just an Apple user without a watch, you're in the same boat as I am. It deals with your phone. It could be fun. You could do some stuff, see how you rate it compared to everyone. Maybe cash it out and walk away. Or maybe like, hey, yeah, this just runs in the background. It just sits in the background. I just ignore it.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not bad. Like I said, there'll be a link in the show notes. I'll share it if you guys care. I'm gonna make fun of at work. All these cryptocurrencies.
That's right.
Apple Watch still isn't better. let's see. So on the most wonderful news.
What's that?
It's kind of sad that Ted's not here. A movie based on a game.
It sounds like a winner.
I know, especially when it's based on a game that flopped last time after waiting 20 years.
Yeah.
Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem.
Yes, we're getting Duke Nukem.
No. Duke Nukem is like the frat boy Ash, kind of.
Yeah, I can see that. So, okay, did you read? No, without reading. Don't read. Who do you think should play Duke Nukem?
No one, because I'm anti-video game movies.
Okay, who could pull the look?
Well, they could throw The Rock in it for whatever, because he's in everything.
Yeah.
I can't think of, like, someone that would be that big to... I don't know.
Okay, how about John Cena?
John Cena.
John Cena.
Cena, that's him.
Yeah.
Get a nice little flat top haircut.
Yeah, he's got the body type.
He actually has hair on, like, The Rock.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I thought about. I was trying to picture The Rock, and I was... Yeah, he could kind of bleach his hair a little bit. He could do it, but again, just why? We don't need a Duke Nukem movie.
Well, it's like the last game. It's because fans want this.
Fans don't want this. Fans didn't want the game.
No, actually, I wanted the game. I just didn't want that game.
Yeah.
I remember playing Duke Nukem side-scroller.
I liked Duke Nukem back in the day. Played it on the original PlayStation, and I did the like third-person one that was okay.
Yeah.
You're just shooting...
aliens.
Yeah, all the pig cops and stuff, too. And not the derogatory term. They're the actual pig.
Yeah, they were actually swine.
Exactly, yeah. The swine, the boars. Yeah, that's... I don't know. I'm sure you'll get your 100% like Paddington Duke Nukem movie.
You really think so? No, I think they're going to get their zero.
I know.
Like, we have a movie in theaters. We think nobody showed up.
I know. Some of those movies do get their ratings so bad they won't, like, show it on the actual page. Like, you have to click on it to see the damage.
Yeah.
They're like, ooh.
Like, this is an actual zero. Sorry.
No, exactly.
There's only three movies. You don't want to know what they are because you'll go watch them just to realize you shouldn't have. Okay, how about another game? Okay, what is the best movie that has from a game ever?
The first Silent Hill is okay.
There's a better game.
I like Resident Evil.
Even
like,
better. There's an even better one.
I know that Tomb Raider's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go. Okay, get off of video games.
Video games? What other?
Board games.
Oh, the Clue movie. Yes, yeah.
They're remaking Clue with Ryan Reynolds.
Is he going to be Professor Plum?
More than likely, he'll be Mr. Body. But the butler, right. Initially.
Oh, that's funny.
No, I don't know.
A Clue reboot.
Yeah.
20th Century Fox, like, a.k.a. Disney, is making their movie.
Mm-hmm. So they're...
I honestly haven't seen the Clue movie. I just heard it's good.
Oh!
Yeah, I need to watch it.
It was like my top five.
I know. I've heard good things about that movie.
It is the only movie that's based on a game that is good ever.
I know.
Who else is in the movie?
The new one or the remake? Or the original, I mean.
The one that's coming out.
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. It's Las Vegas name.
That is the only name that I've heard of.
I do like the old version, though, with Tim Curry.
Yes.
Definitely a classic.
We might have to have a movie night.
I know. I need to watch that.
Apparently it didn't make much over here. Really? Only made $14.5 million.
So Paddington, everyone's snubbing that movie.
Snubbing it? Cool.
Yeah. Wait, American audience is snubbing it.
No. Because it's British. We don't understand that stuff.
Whatever. Yeah, everyone's missing out.
No, I plan on going to watch it.
It might get pulled, though. Rating. I think it's going to be gone on Friday at our theater.
Okay, I'll have to admit, I'm not too worried about missing that one in theaters. It doesn't. Is Would you really call it a theater-worthy movie?
Yeah, I love Paddington. I'm buying that movie.
Well, no, it might be buying-worthy, but is it big-screen-worthy?
Yeah, it has actually a lot of like really cool sequences. Because they do this really thing. There's like a picture book and they turn it into like zooming into the pictures and has these cool like British setups. And then there's some action sequences on trains. There's like a whole prison sequence. They do a lot of the wide shots. It's totally theater worthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could be. Actually, what was it? There's another reboot. Disney is remaking. I remember what it is now. I did another thing on the show notes. Sword in the Stone.
Oh.
So they're going to. They have the director from 28 Weeks Later. The OK 28 movie.
Oh, yeah. I know. Who did that one?
I don't remember who it was.
I like that one.
Well, okay. It was enjoyable.
It wasn't as good as the first
one,
that's for sure.
Not even.
It had its moments. I like the helicopter in the field where it's just buzzing them all up.
Yeah.
And the opening sequence was really cool.
And it would make sense when it, if it would have gotten out. And it was kind of like the idea, because it didn't come out during like the bird flu and all that stuff, so the idea of...
I guess 2007. Loose. Yeah, that's right before.
Oops.
Let's see.
So, the Sword in the Stone, that's going to be just a live-action version of it?
Live-action version. Disney's next live-action movie. Not live-action remake of their previous...
Their live actions are actually pretty good right now.
They were.
The ones that are coming out. I know that Beauty and the Beast was actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. We purchased it. Mm-hmm. Actually, Ted bought it for my birthday.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, they have all been solid. I think I liked all the live action ones that they've done
even,
the new ones.
What was it?
Jungle Book was good, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Pete's Dragon was good.
I did not see it, but...
It's kind of sad, but it's
I was
it's
kind
good.
Of a so-so on the... Actually, Pete's Dragon was... Okay, it was a remake. It wasn't just a remake from a cartoon.
Yeah, that's true. Because the other one is live action, too. It was just like the dragon was straight-up cartoon, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of so-so with Pete's Dragon. That's why I was like, oh, hey, this movie's out. I think I might have seen it when I was a kid.
Probably I want him to do Mulan. That'd be a cool one.
That is another one in the works.
Yeah.
Actually. Yes.
I'm more excited for that than an Aladdin one. The Lion King's hard, too, because it's just like, if the kid wasn't in the Jungle Book, it pretty much would have just been a computer animated movie.
They have casts for this already.
Oh, that's cool.
They actually, yeah. So they've already started moving on.
Oh, yeah.
The other one where they're still working on, you know, whatever. They actually have actors.
Because that could have some pretty awesome visuals in there, too. And all you really have to worry about is the dragon. And obviously from Game of Thrones, you can do
well,
a proper CG dragon.
Maybe the souls, too.
Oh, yeah. That's true. No, it'll be... Yeah, that one would be a good one.
It'll come out in 2019.
I'd totally go out and watch that one.
Oh, I'm actually excited for that one.
I know.
That was actually interesting.
They can also... They can team up with Rick and Morty and get their Szechuan sauce.
There we go. Finally, the Szechuan sauce re-release.
That's
yes,
right.
The Mulan version.
Yes, the proper re-release.
Because wasn't it originally tied to Mulan?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I thought. So there you go.
I had it way back when they actually had that come out
back
with McDonald's 98. Nuggets.
Yeah. Yeah, they totally should. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I don't know why.
They should do better than the release of that Szechuan sauce that they had this last year.
Well, they should have known better. So, I'm not even going to try her name.
I know.
But definitely have not seen any of those. Probably, still, you know, but still quite a few movies. 25.
I know.
It means a good actress.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those either. Yeah, it could be interesting.
The Forbidden Kingdom. I know that movie.
She played Golden Sparrow. And...
Yeah, I think Jackie Chan was the main person in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah,
that does sound familiar.
There's Jet Li.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, that like, it's the classic, like, Journey to the East.
Huh.
Which has the Monkey King and everything.
Okay.
It's just one of those classic, like, tales that comes from the Chinese culture too. So, cool. Yeah. So that's that's pretty cool. So she's from there.
Yes.
I'd totally watch Mulan. I think that that would be a great movie. I wonder if they'll.
It's good, you know, it's going to be good. Like based on all the other ones they've made or remade.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they're just going to take kind of the view of like Beauty and the Beast and just kind of
a one for one, basically.
Yeah. So sort of kind of go with like the flow with the music and everything.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
what is that? Well, even if they don't do a Beauty and the Beast of like an almost one for one. That's what I liked about Jungle Book. It wasn't quite one for one, but there was a good, you know, they still gave good nods to like the main music from it that you remembered.
Got your Bare Necessities in there.
I'm trying to think, wasn't they remake another animation?
They did. There was, I thought there was one earlier. I'm trying to remember all of them. Because there was one other one I can't think of too, but.
I haven't watched like Pete's Dragon or the Jungle Book.
Oh yeah, Cinderella too.
Did they?
And Alice in Wonderland. Yeah, they did that because that had the Baby Driver girl in it, Lily James. And I like that one. That one was more like a straight up remake. Yeah.
Oh
see?
Yeah.
Do they extend the story a bit as they kind of go like almost one for one with the?
It was, Cinderella was more faithful. It was kind of like Beauty and the Beast. You had a couple sequences that kind of like extended stuff, but the basic story structure was exactly the same.
Lion King, I'm kind of questioning.
Well, that's what I mean, because they're going to do, it's going to be Jon Favreau, like that did the Jungle Book, so they can nail the animals. But right. Without a person in there, it's basically a computer animated movie.
Yeah. But they did get one actor to come back.
Which one?
There's only one voice that matters.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
No.
James Earl Jones?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mufasa.
Mufasa. Seth Rogen. Yeah. No, I'll still watch it. It's just kind of funny. It's like, is it really live action if there's nothing live about it?
Yeah, kind of like the Jungle Book idea.
But that's the thing. There's the boy, so it barely was, but it's still kind of. It was total green screen movie.
So I understand Maleficent, and I kind of like the story that went with that. But apparently, Cruella.
Oh.
How can the woman that is supposed to give you the chills just saying her name?
I know.
I don't know. Is that how the song went? Cruella de Vil.
I think so.
The evilest woman that you'll ever hear. Or
I didn't see Maleficent either. I need to watch that.
Maleficent's really good.
Yeah. Little Mermaid. Yeah, so they're going through that. All of them.
There's your Aladdin.
Oh, so you get to spin off.
Yeah, I can see that. Peter Pan. I don't know, Peter Pan is a...
That feels so like that's... Many. Yeah, that's been done a lot.
The same with the idea if they do a Tinkerbell, though I can see that. Dumbo, I think I was hearing about that being turned live action. I enjoyed it when I was younger. I don't know if I could.
Yeah, like Christopher Robin, maybe.
See, that's actually one that I feel like should have already been.
Pinocchio. I was hoping Guillermo del Toro was going to do like a dark Pinocchio, and I was excited about that. But
he could, because Pinocchio is an open license. Disney's
Pinocchio. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's
like
why,
the Jungle Book is the same way, too.
Yep. A lot of these, actually, because Disney got rights from it's like Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. You can make a story, if you're going to name the dwarves, name them different names than what Disney has.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They didn't have names.
Yeah, I forgot about that, a lot of their properties, because I know, I think, what's his name, Andy Serkis is still going to do his.
It was going to release at the same time. Yeah. I'm kind of glad they didn't, but he might still follow.
And Alice in Wonderland, isn't that not Disney too? I thought correct. That was, yeah.
Yeah, they don't own that. Let's see, I forgot. Sleeping Beauty, Maleficent, Cinderella, same thing, Jungle Book. Peach Dragon is Disney. Beauty and the Beast is not Disney.
Yeah.
Mulan, I don't know any of the origin off.
I know. I think I feel like it might be. I don't know.
You know,
I don't know.
Dalmatians Disney. I felt like that one might have been. I don't know.
I feel like Little Mermaid might be based off of another story.
Yeah, it's based off another story. Yeah,
Snow White is.
Lion King might be theirs.
I'm pretty sure
I think.
Lion King's theirs.
Yeah.
Aladdin is not.
Yeah,
because Alibaba and the 1,000 Thieves.
Mm-hmm.
40 Thieves?
40 Thieves, yeah.
Or maybe, was it 1,000 Knights of...
Oh, the
Arabian...
Arabian Knights, like 1,000... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, another one you're talking about.
Because Aladdin is part of the Arabian Nights story. What...
I don't think Peter Pan's not either, right?
No,
yeah, because that's a really old story
that
too.
It is not open. Apparently, it is owned by, whatever place in Britain. There is actually somebody or the writer gave it to, a place for children,
so they could help.
You know, so like the idea of where Peter Pan takes place initially, there is a real place that owns the rights.
Okay.
So. They, unless there's some things that happened from our son, they still own. I'm not sure about Dumbo. I could totally see that being theirs.
Christopher Robin, they bought, like, they did own Pooh. It used to not be Disney, and then I think they own the rights to it.
Yeah, it is pre Disney.
Yeah.
You know, when the same guy who voiced Winston Churchill during World War II also did the voice of Christopher Robin. Pinocchio's not theirs.
Ugh, Ron Howard, though. He needs to get out of here. Maybe they'll fire him after his failed Han Solo movie comes out.
Yeah. Prince Charming, you have literally a million stories you can choose from on that. It's kind of like Shrek and Prince Charming.
Well, it makes sense, too, because I don't think any of these, because I always think of the comic book series Fables, because I read through that, and they have all those, like, Rose Red and Snow White and Cinderella and stuff too, and that's not Disney at all. It's very gritty and mature, and I think it's the same way too. It's because he like built his own world and then took all those characters and put them in it. Mm-hmm. So that is
Didn't it come from like some of the stories from Grimm's fairy tales and
that's some of the
or Hans Christian Andersen.
Yep.
Yeah.
The
like Rapunzel
so
and stuff too.
Many of these older stories that are used for that. But yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
We have quite some options ahead. Yay. That actually, we totally went off on that more than I expected.
I know.
But it was worth it.
That's right.
See. TV shows. George R.R. Martin.
Oh, yeah, it's Night Flyers.
Is going to sci-fi. Which
okay.
He's still getting his spinoff for
Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good, because they need to do more of Martin's non-Game of Thrones stuff, because it's really good. Because I think he's a better sci-fi writer than even a fantasy writer, and I like his series.
So, you're actually looking forward to it. But you think sci-fi is a good channel to hold it, because...
Yeah, well, sci-fi can be really hit or miss. It's kind of like the Netflix problem, that Netflix, you're sort of like... Don't get too excited, because it can be awesome or it can be terrible, because Netflix doesn't screen anything.
Yeah, well, because they're trying to grow so much.
Yeah.
I'll admit that there's been a lot, but I also am starting to slightly feel the YouTube effect on it.
Well, because, they can be good. Like, I just watched Into the Effing World, that's what it's called. Yeah, that's a good show.
Really good. I hope they don't make a sequel.
I watched it, too.
Yeah, I like that show.
So you guys liked it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I don't want a sequel. I don't want that the story to be done.
I know, because it's open-ended, but it's sort of like, because that's what Megan, that my wife was saying, is I was like, well, I wonder what they're going to do with Dolphin. She's like, but really, what can they do in a season two? Because it is kind of set up to be like, it's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if they made a season two, it's just them trying to fill more of their, like, no, don't do that. Just go get some more original content. Keep doing this. It's like, was it?
You guys recognize the guy where he's from? James, the main character?
I may have at the time.
Yeah.
He's the Black Mirror episode. The one where he's the child, the kiddie porn guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the other reason. I may have been having some issues trying to sympathize with him.
I know. And then,
the girl, too.
The girl I recognize because she was in Hannah, that movie. I liked
the male character in that. In that series, yeah, he was also in like Imitation Game.
Oh,
he was,
yeah,
like, the younger Alan. Yeah,
yeah, he was. No, I like them. They were both really good in that. Yep, the young Alan Turing.
Actually, maybe I didn't recognize him first.
It took me a second. I had to remember because as soon as I heard like Black Mirror, then I was like, "Oh yeah, I know which episode that was." Yeah, and then the girl's good too. She's been in a few stuff.
Sure.
Shut Up and Dance.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. That's a season 3 episode.
Oh, and yes. They probably... Season 4 could have... Okay, I was thinking about... Went back. Thought about some things. Season 4 was not as bad as I was kind of like...
I like the even episodes. I don't like the other ones, I decided.
Though I was trying to remember, like, certain episodes. Like, I started, like, seeing titles, and I'm like, what was that one about again? Like, I had to really think about it. Because, like, maybe the titles just weren't sticking out enough for me.
Well, that's why I couldn't be too harsh on it, because I kept thinking, I was like, if this was, like, a 3-episode season, I thought it was fine. Because I did, like, legitimately enjoy 3 out of the 6 episodes. Yeah. But then I thought, when you have your 6, that also means you get an F, because if I like 3 and dislike 3, that's 50%. And so I'm just very conflicted on that season.
Yeah.
Season 3, it had kind of its ups and downs, but I still like liked all the episodes. I don't think there was like an episode that I disliked.
They were all quite...
Yeah, because there was better ones than other, but I liked all of them. I thought they were all interesting.
They were all memorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Facebook... The game one was probably, like, the weakest one for me. Oh, yeah, I'll go with that. But it was still entertaining, and then I liked the Shut Up and Dance. The
technology, it felt like.
Yeah.
And seeing how things... That's why I felt like with... was it season 4? Have you seen any of the new season yet?
I have been trying to finish, like, up some series, and I was going to start, but then I...
All right, I understand.
I still haven't gotten back to
just
it.
Just watch the even ones. That's all you need.
Well, see, no, okay, so I was thinking about this.
I hate that episode so much.
I hated how it ended.
And, I know.
But I was not totally against it.
I just... It annoyed me so much. I hated the girl in that episode.
Archangel, the second one I expected, what basically was going to happen.
Yeah.
I felt like...
They didn't take it in a direction I wanted them to take it, but at least, like, the idea was Black Mirror-ish.
Oh, okay. That's the thing. So, like, the crocodile, I'm like, what is... I think that's the one I keep on going back. I'm like, what is this one about? Like,
it's so pointless.
It was... It's kind of like the playtest. But like it was an evolution of the technology.
Well, and it was like a series of random sub-stories that just don't really go anywhere.
And that's what they do usually with the last episode. Like, ever since the Christmas episode, it's a bunch of mini-stories kind of put together. And I thought it was interesting to see how things did tie together. I have to admit that...
That's my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting it exists.
No, I like that. It's out of all of them.
A total meh to me.
Yeah, no, I like that one way more than...
And for you saying the evil ones, I liked Metalhead.
Well, I didn't mind it, but it was just like, it would have been an interesting, like, student film, because it was just purely no substance at all. It was just something that was, like, entertaining to watch. If someone just says, make, like, an apocalyptic short that's not about anything, then you say, okay, it works for that, but as far as that, I was like... What's the message here? Like, don't make evil robot dogs that'll blow your head off.
No, not evil robot. Well, okay. So this one, maybe that's the other reason is I also started like looking at how things tie into it, the timeline and all that. So what's also made me start thinking about how the technology may have gone through. Okay, so let's say that the million credit episode exists during a post-apocalyptic time.
She probably would.
But there becomes the question of were we able to recover from it, which means some of these could be after, especially where like Black Museum kind of did give some nods to it.
Yeah.
Or is, you know, those nods just to be what they are, nods and nothing more? Because there was the idea that because it's in a because it was nodded in a book, it's not a real event. I still go, it was a real event, whether it happened after Black Museum or whether
I'd hope it happened. Like, I still think of it as like, no, I still think of it as like the furthest in the future.
So this is what I was going with. It is the same time period as Metalhead. It is the reason we are in the bunkers underground. Because of the dogs. Which, the dogs were created because of, I went the wrong direction. Because humans in Men Against Fire... that we brainwashed, that volunteered to be brainwashed so they could kill other humans and not shoot over their head. Because that was because people kept on breaking away from it.
You need the ice cold dogs.
You made the ice cold dogs. what's the ice cold dogs, then you have the Skynet issue.
Yeah, maybe, because they were extremely difficult to kill.
Yeah. And so what you have governments creating these, you know, AIs to go out and kill things.
Yeah, it might, but I don't know. I still Metalhead. It was just, but the episode doesn't give you that. That's why it was frustrating.
Well, that's because first...
you just had to read into everything. Like even what you said, that's completely just reading into it. We don't know.
And maybe that's why there's a lot of that. But also, I admit it did almost seem too simple. And especially like after the episode, I was like, I have no clue what's going on here. But I feel like there's a couple of those on their own standing.
Yeah.
That kind of have that.
I mean, I was entertained. I wasn't bored. Some people said they were bored, and I was like, it's not boring. It's like intense and stuff too. But it feels like that. It feels like you're just somebody was like practicing, like shots where they just said, "Hey, go do this." Because I remember taking a video production class where they said practice like a wide angle shot, and you would just film somebody like walking up to get a Coke at a vending machine. Like there's no story there, and that's where I felt like Metalhead was just like do. A bleak, like post-apocalyptic, like snapshot into someone's life.
Yeah.
No explanation, and just film it.
Well, they explain it because they explain that the dogs exist. They like when they were trying to be real quiet. I'm like, is there a rival gang? Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Or is, you know, kind of like the Walking Dead style? Like you have to deal with these other groups that are very dangerous, and you're just trying to get. Though, and also more reading into it.
Yeah.
So they were trying to get this box
uh-huh.
to make somebody's life better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at least the last few minutes of their life. So do you remember what was in the box?
Yes, okay. Unfortunately.
Well, yeah. So, okay, I'm going to totally spoil this right now. Just what is in the box is teddy bears. Okay, so either that means that is a child that is
mm-hmm.
very sick and about to die, and this is a comfort thing. Or, because of the last episode...
It's someone's consciousness?
Not somebody's. It could be. I'm not going to say it is somebody's consciousness.
Yeah.
I'm saying they could transfer somebody's consciousness into them and make the last of their life last longer.
Yeah, it could be. That's true.
That's where I kind of... Yeah.
It is legitimate, interesting thoughts, but that's why the episode, again, it doesn't tell you any of that.
It doesn't.
They don't confirm that the teddy bear is the same.
Yeah.
Where in other episodes, they do confirm the technology overlaps. The episode just left it as just like a teddy bear, and then you think, oh, you sacrificed your party for a stupid teddy bear.
Hmm.
Just make a teddy bear. Like, stuff some sheets.
And that's why I think there was the other stuff with that. You know, a lot of that reading. It was... really, I guess, interesting, especially when because I heard them say dogs earlier, like, oh, yeah. The dogs destroy everything. I'm like, oh, okay, so there's vicious wolves out there. And then when they reveal the dogs, I'm like, oh, and that's why I was thinking, I think it felt a lot like an event that's happening during the million credit episode,
mm-hmm.
or 5 million credit, whatever it's called.
Well, it's possible, because it definitely, like, has to be way past every, because the majority of the episodes...
million credit merits.
Well, because so many of them, too, they are just in, like, living in more modern civilizations. So I can't imagine, like, if they're forced underground, that then any of the episodes that are more, like, in commonplace time.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Facebook episode, you know, that wouldn't be after the fact.
That's something else, is the last episode of the season. Because I was thinking, like, the overarching of all this, from the one of, like, the national anthem all the way to the 5 or 15 million merits one. I was almost feeling like, oh, this is like 100 years
or yeah.
something like that. The Black Museum definitely went, no, this is like 20.
Yeah.
Like, we went from, the Prime Minister kind of messing around or having to mess around with a pig all the way to having to bunker ourselves underground at about maybe 20, maybe 40 years tops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we definitely, like, just went, we like technology, you know, implants. San Juniper, or what is it? San Juniper?
Yeah.
Juniper?
Yeah.
We just went up with this. We're gaining technology. We're learning. Technology's good, bad, everything in between. And then dive bomb.
That's right.
Like, we just kind of really screwed things up, guys. But you could also go that we did a lot of stuff, and then we were able to recover. So that's where, like, maybe we did destroy the planet. Okay, now we're able to. That's why the 15 million merit one, I'm kind of questioning whether it's last or whether it's, like, third to last.
Mm-hmm.
Or early, even. know, it's because they actually didn't have a lot of the implants or anything in there. They could even be earlier-ish, and then we run with technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it getting renewed for its fourth season? Or fifth season, I mean?
Netflix only had the two seasons, officially.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, whether they have to negotiate with BBC for the for any more, because something else that BBC lost out on. They're
yeah.
Like, oh, we have to show up first. And they're like, well, whatever. They're like, actually, contract doesn't say that. We own it. So, they might own it even right now.
Yeah. I know, I was wondering about that, because I still watch it. It didn't lose me. I was just disappointed, I should say.
Ah. Yeah, I... And did you see all the nods in Black Mirror? Or Black Museum?
Yeah, I liked all the little Easter eggs.
Like the first, like I was told you, like the first 5 minutes. Did you pause it at all?
Mm-hmm.
Then you, yeah, like you saw the white bear.
Yeah, and, I liked yeah. the mask and stuff too.
And it seems like they may be explaining a few things. And they even like everything that happened in this season was in that museum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that because they had the tub and the tablet
mm-hmm.
and the lollipop, and then the.
Because you had the
lollipop
and his scanner
from the first episode. Yeah, and his scanner. And then you had the tablet from the second one, the bathtub of the third one. Then you had...
I don't think they did anything from Hang the DJ.
Oh, yeah, because that one wasn't tragic. There was nothing sad about that. So it didn't fit with the crime stuff.
With what they did, the amount of time period, like as soon as they said, oh, we could be an AI, I was thinking that,
mm-hmm.
that the time period just jumps. Like you people input their stuff, you have a cross between... The USS Callister
mm-hmm.
with, what is it? There's one of the, I forgot another episode. Might be where they kind of sped up. Oh, no, actually the Christmas episode.
Yeah, the Christmas episode.
Yep. White Christmas. So you have stuff like this and you can, like, spin up an entire lifetime
mm-hmm.
of testing in, like, 3 seconds.
Exactly.
But they did not have... No, did they have the dogs?
No.
No, they didn't have the dogs. So I assume that Metalhead was after Black Museum.
Yeah.
But it like it's kind of...
Yeah, it'd have to be because that was an above ground place too, and it was clearly set up that like you're screwed if you're above ground with those dogs. You can't run a business, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I loved her car.
Yeah.
Especially like the idea of like all gas stations are closed.
I know.
How do you charge your car? You just like, you know, your gas tanks have been replaced. So she like sets up a solar... a panel on her trunk, plugs it into her gas tank,
and it just there.
Like wanders into this museum. And I like the idea of explaining how AI writes, or your rights, if your memories or if your essence is downloaded. Like, what rights do you have?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was really interesting how it explained. All right. other TV shows. Your John Wick.
I know.
That I still haven't seen.
What? I thought you watched it.
I started to.
And you gave it a meh review without even finishing it? How dare you?
Wait, did I finish watching it? I don't know. Wait.
I thought you said that they were just okay. Did you watch the second one?
I don't remember. I don't remember. See, that's the other thing. I don't know which one I watched. I think it was on Netflix or Hulu. I don't know. It's something. It wasn't clandestine. It was legit. But I just like turned it on like... Huh.
I know, that is like the... Yeah, Keanu Reeves is the best in that role.
I'll admit, he has a good actor because he actually has learned to do these things.
Like, I know, he does all the stunts.
He knows Kung Fu. He has learned all this.
And that's the best part about it. It's because, the story's stupid. Come on.
Oh, no, I totally don't.
That's not why you watch it. It's because the world around it is cool because I like the idea of the Continental and these like assassins who basically like operate in the open. Like they're secretive, but not that secretive because... They recognize that, like, the police and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's more... It reminds me, like, the comic version of Wanted, not the movie. Because that was the same way, too, where, like, supervillains took over the world. Mm-hmm. And that's what you can do, is you can go in and, like, shoot up a McDonald's. And then when the police show up, just flash them, like, your little thing and say, hey, I'm one of the bad guys. And then it's like, oh, we can't do anything.
Registered bad guy.
Yeah. And they're not that bad because they're not villainous, but they're just assassins. But it'd be the same way, too. Yeah. You could, like, assassinate somebody in the park and then just be like, oh, carry on, Mr. Wick.
But that was the idea of also the Continental, which was why he went there.
Was their safe zone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that the first one or the second one?
It's in both. They do the first one, but they
which one?
They expand it more because the second one lets you know that like the Continental is actually like an international thing because he goes to Rome and there's a Continental there, but the main one is the one in New York.
Okay, so and that may have been the first one.
Because, yeah, the first one takes place 100% in New York City, and the second one goes to Rome and comes back to New York City.
Okay. I mean, it may have been the first one I was watching.
Yeah.
I'll have to... I know there's other cheap rentals and everything. I'll
check yeah, they're good. I like them. I actually think they're about even in quality. The first one has a better story because of, like, his motivations are better. Yeah, because they kind of had the problem, I think, where they made the first one that they wanted it to be standalone in case it didn't get picked up for other things. And then they had the awkwardness. It's like the Stranger Things problem where I still stand by that Stranger Things was just, it was like the end of the effing world thing where it was like, we made a weird show and they're like, what? People love it? And then they just like whittled something together to keep it going.
How do you make a more ultimate, you know, bad guy? With it or a creature, you know, it's like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like Alex said, the alien.
I know, they just make up stuff.
Make more of the ultimate thing.
And so that's because that's the only thing with John Wick 2 is that you kind of have the problem where he's just like, I did my thing, I'm out, and then they're like, oh, people like us, and the second movie's like, I guess I'm not out. And so that's kind of where the movie's sort of like, and they handle it in a way that's sort of like, whatever. It's kind of like the forcing. They clearly just made up a special rule with the assassins just to make him come back, but then once he's back, it totally pays off because then the third movie is going to be awesome. Because then
there's going to be another one.
Yeah, like you watch the second one is not the first one where it is like no, clearly like they spoon feed you the setup for the third movie.
Hmm.
So
well, they're making a series.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. So I guess I'll check it out.
Yeah.
And you'll have to get your Starz subscription back.
I know. Watch my American Gods.
All right. So, also with cell phones, all this talk about net neutrality and all the funness is for the last year, there's been tests on how fast your service is. And Verizon hates you. They may cover more than everybody else.
But they get lazy.
But don't expect to watch a YouTube video. Or your Netflix. Verizon and AT&T have both, over the year, because they were checking the same times, the same time of month, the same locations, whole nine yards, make it fair. And Verizon and AT&T, their service, their speeds dropped over the year. They kind of look like they tried to come back a little bit at the end. Like, oh, we're not trying to mess you over. Yeah, you did. You're not even at the what you were at the beginning of the year. Well, Verizon, or not Verizon, no, okay, so Sprint is the worst of them all.
Okay.
So if you have Google Fi, you have Sprint and T-Mobile. Sprint is the worst.
But the old Verizon guy says, I came over here because they're so awesome.
Because it's 1% difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 1% worse.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. They're almost a AT&T speeds.
Yeah.
But the best is T-Mobile.
Yeah, there you go. That's
which means if you can get coverage, you have great speeds.
Speeds. It is weird, though, because I used to live in renting my parents' house, and then they took it over. And then my phone was fine there because I have Verizon. And then now when I visit them, it won't work. It's so weird. And I know it's like, because it's surreal. Because I'm like, I lived here for like a year.
Yeah. Why doesn't
it? I know it worked. And then I go over there and I just don't have any service. And so I was wondering if there was like a big change because it's very bizarre.
Yeah.
At the same phone, same coverage.
Verizon just doesn't.
Yeah. Verizon's like, no, screw you on that hill.
Yeah. Don't like you anymore.
And my parents ended up having to switch to T-Mobile.
There you go.
Think same reason too because they had problems and it was overpriced.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't blame you because I would have switched. I could. It's like unbearable. Like if you use the data, you can't load anything. You barely get on Facebook.
That you know. Yeah, I can't. Actually, it's really sad. But sometimes if my house internet is bad, I'll just switch to data. It's really sad when my physical line coming to my house is worse than the, you know, what my. Cell phone provides. So I don't know. And plus, every Tuesday you get free stuff.
Don't they buy your Netflix? I keep seeing that.
The what?
They say Netflix on us.
Oh, well, there's P-Mobile. That one. Well, if you have the thing. No, they, like, there was a $4 ticket to a movie that's coming out. They're giving away pretzels right now. I'm constantly getting, yeah, I know. I'm like,
a like pretzel place. Like big pretzels?
Well, it's like a pretzel place that I've never heard of. I'm going to go hunt it down if I want it. I'm like, no, that's worthless. But on the good side, I get voodoo rentals. So I get, like, you know, money towards a voodoo rental, which I've been able to put towards a purchase instead. Redbox rentals. dumb things like magazine subscriptions. They work for Carl's Jr. and had their free $5 box. So, you know, it definitely varies. Some Tuesdays you're like, this is all literally junk. It's kind of like the box in the mail. It's like Loot Crate. It's like, yeah. Some months you're like, this is the best box ever. Some months you're like, this should go straight to the trash.
Exactly.
Nobody wants this junk.
I know. You're like, what you guys do?
Yeah. Especially where I live in the, like, Podunk, Idaho.
I know. Sometimes it does feel like they just took a broom and, like, swooped out the stuff that fell off the shelves and just threw it all in a box. Mm-hmm. They're like, get the dust off of it. Yeah. We'll call it the retro box.
Oh, I love seeing that, like, when Hastings existed. So you see that, like, look, this was in Loot Crate, and we can charge you, like, $100 for it. It's like, really? I can bring you an extra one.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, maybe that's why Hastings went out of business. All right. There's so much to talk about DC and their movie. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. It's been just building up because they've even changed the comic books around, so they're no longer they're no longer in Rebirth. Now they're in their like almost pre Flashpoint.
Oh, you mean with like the actual comics?
So the actual comics is doing that, but then the movies are also doing a lot of things, and the TV shows. And actually, I haven't even watched
Is the Affleck out? Did they say anything? I'm so sick of those rumors. I'm like, is he in or is he out? That's all I care about.
Well, I'm gonna pull something really, really mean.
Huh?
You'll find out next week. So that will do famous last words. Go ahead.
I guess I should switch to T-Mobile. I don't know what else to say.
McDonald's should bring back the Szechuan sauce for Mulan.
The Affleck is a lie.